What's up, Hooligans? This is Zach Stevens with DNVR Broncos, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back into The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy. Crazy day yesterday for the Denver Broncos. Joining us now to dissect the moves that the Paytons made and the Broncos organization, Zach Stevens of DNVR Broncos, our Broncos insider. Zach, explain the salary cap to me because I don't understand it anymore.
Well, Brady, you can manipulate the salary cap for days and days, and that's exactly what the Broncos are doing because they entered yesterday with $33 million in cap space for the 2023 season, and they handed out contracts that average $59 million for just this season. So you do have to say, how does that make sense? Well, the Broncos, and we're starting to get contract numbers literally just in the past 10 minutes, especially for some of the big players on the Broncos. And the way they're working these contracts is to have low cap hits this year. So that's how they're able to get all of these guys, spend an average of $59 million on these guys for this year, but actually have cap hits that are significantly less. But, Brady, that does mean the bill is due at some point. These cap hits are all going to rise next year and the following year for these guys. The Broncos could then restructure these guys. And now we're living in Sean Payton's world because this is something that Sean Payton did during his time with the Saints. And that's why the Saints are in such a bad position right now in these last couple of years. And to me, it makes sense why Sean Payton wanted out of New Orleans. They didn't have a quarterback anymore, and their cap was a terrible place to be because they kept pushing salaries down the road, and eventually you do have to pay the bill. But Sean Payton did it there for 15 years, and then at the very end is when he had to pay the bill. So it's not like this is going to catch up with the Broncos next year, but eventually, Brady, it will.
So you're saying, okay, it's not an immediate worry that, okay, this kind of stuff, he looked great on paper during the free agency period and all that, but then down the road, it started to wear down. So we shouldn't be worried about this as being a sign for the immediate future, meaning the next, I don't know, 3 to 5 years, that going forward, this might be something that you just keep kicking that can down the road. Nothing we have to really stress about right now.
Yeah, not right now. And if the Broncos continue to do this next year and year after, then the bill probably gets due just a little sooner. But, Brady, why I was a little surprised that the Broncos went out, I was not surprised at the first two moves, getting Mike McGlinchey, getting Ben Powers to big contracts. That's something I expected Sean Payton to do, was work on the offensive line right away, spend money there. But then you have the deal for Zach Allen. I thought the Broncos were going to be able to spend big responsibly on two guys. And so when they made it three guys, I was a little surprised by that. And the reason is the Broncos have to remember and think about Russell Wilson's contract. This year, he's only due $22 million in a cap hit this year. That is extremely reasonable. It jumps in the 30s next year. Then it jumps in the 50s the year after that. So when the Broncos are devising these contracts, that's why I was a little surprised that all of these contracts are really backloaded, is because that's just going to match up, unfortunately, with Russell Wilson's contract also starting to explode in a couple of years. But that's the way they're doing it, because they wanted to get a lot of players in here right now, and Sean Payton is certainly wasting no time spending money. I said an average of $59 million per year for the contracts given out. They spent over $200 million yesterday and over $120 million in guaranteed money. They were the highest spending team the first day in free agency.
That's insane. So when you talk about backloading, does that lead you to believe that the Broncos are already kind of structuring this thing where we're not counting on Russell Wilson to really work out to the point where we want to work with him much past next season?
Potentially, but regardless of when they move on from him, that cap is going to impact the team for the next few years. And if Russ doesn't work out this year and they move on from him, they're going to have a large cap number to eat next year, but then they're also going to have to take dead cap into the following year, which would be 2025. So they're really going to be stuck with Russell Wilson's contract, whether or not he's on the team. for the next many years to come. And that just points to, if Russell doesn't work out, boy, they're going to have to find a reasonably priced quarterback moving forward, whether that's a rookie or a cheap vet.
Zach Stevens joining us from DNVR Broncos. Okay, the moves. Let's talk about those. Mike McGlinchey, Ben Powers. Let's just go on the offensive side. Those two guys right there. I was shocked they got both. You know, I thought that they were going to go for one of those big names. You talked about both of those guys last week on the show. I thought they were going to really go all in for one guy. I was pleasantly surprised. I mean, it's not my money, so I'm pleasantly surprised that they got both guys. And then they get a blocking tight end, and we're just going to call him Chris Manhertz. We're going to do that. That's going to be fun. Those three moves right there. I mean, doesn't that scream it from the rooftop? We are going to run the football like we've never ran it before.
1,000%. And at first, when Sean Payton was introduced as the Broncos head coach, he made it very clear that he was going to take pressure off Russell Wilson. He said, we're going to take him off the high dive by running the ball and taking pressure off of him. And some people, you know, said, well, we'll see. We'll see if they actually do that. Well, Sean Payton's telling you right now that's exactly what they're going to do. Ben Powers last year was one of the best blocking linemen, not just guards, but linemen in the NFL. And Mike McGlinchey is very good in the run game as well. And then you pair that with Quinn Meinerz and Garrett Bowles, who, again, are two good run blockers. The Broncos' commitment to the run is absolutely there. And you mentioned Chris Manhertz is going to hurt some people in the run game. He's one of the best blocking tight ends in the game. And Brady, they paid him $3 million. That's a lot for just a specialist as a blocking tight end. So it really does show you their commitment to the run game and just taking pressure off Russell Wilson. That is what we should expect from these Broncos moving forward, is a run-first team.
Zach, we've talked about this before with Russell Wilson, his best days in Seattle. He didn't utilize the tight end that much. Is that right? So maybe when you're looking at a guy like Manhertz and just the overall tight end setup here is like, hey, block first, catch second.
100%. And then the Broncos already have that receiving tight end on their roster with Greg Dulcich. Obviously, they'll want him to become a little more well-rounded, and that typically comes with tight ends when they're in the league for a little longer. Greg needs to put on some weight, but they have their receiving tight end, so that's why I'm not surprised they didn't make a move in free agency to go try to get a Dalton Schultz or a big-time weapon in the pass game at that receiver position or at the tight end for being a receiver, because they have that with him. And like you said, they're just going to rely on the tight ends to be big-time blockers.
Zach Stevens joining us. Zach, more on the offensive side of the ball, and we talked about this a couple of weeks ago when George Payton stated that Javonte Williams, you know, they expect him to be back. Now more than ever, I'm sure, you know, Williams is salivating, chomping at the bit, hoping he's back, because running behind this reconstructed offensive line, if he can stay healthy, if he can start the season healthy, he could have a crazy third year to start to his career.
Without a doubt, especially because the Broncos haven't made a move at running back to take pressure off of him. If he's healthy, which I still think is a massive if, Brady, he's going to be set up for a huge season this year. And the Broncos still could add a running back. I expect them to sign at least one running back in free agency. Now, you know, maybe that's Latavius Murray to a $2 million per year deal, and then they go and draft someone. They're still going to add to that running back position. And whether it's Javonte or someone else, they're going to be set up in a very, very good position moving forward.
Yeah, I mean, that offensive line is going to make average running backs probably look good. So what's that line look like then? Does it sound like A, they're going to roll on with Garrett Bowles, and B, will they try to reconstruct his contract at all?
Yeah, potentially. And again, if you do that with the contracts and restructure them, it pushes money further down the line. That's, again, I just warn about doing that too much with the Broncos right now with how many of these contracts are built like that. But I do expect Garrett Bowles to be the guy. And, you know, if you could trade Garrett Bowles and get something good in return, and then you go and draft a tackle in the draft, that would make sense, and I would sign off on that. But, Brady, you have to remember that Garrett Bowles is coming off a broken leg, so that just makes it so much more difficult to trade him. And his trade value, up in the air already, but then you throw in the broken leg, you're not going to get a great return from him. So it doesn't make sense for me to trade him right now. Now, maybe you do that after he plays a couple of games in the season, and that's when you make a move, but it doesn't make sense to move him now. So I do expect him to be on the team this year. So you have Garrett Bowles at left tackle, left guard. You have Ben Powers, who, like I said, a very good guard. Now, the only downside of Ben Powers is he's really a one-hit wonder. Last year, he was one of the best guards in the league. Before that, he was still trying to find himself and develop into an NFL player. So that's the only downside with him, is you are banking on just one very good year. It's not something I'm too concerned with. Center, that's the question mark here. Lloyd Cushenberry, I guess, is the starter as of right now, but that's kind of by default. You moved on from Graham Glasgow, and you just don't have anyone else there right now. And then I guess you could go with Luke Wattenberg, but I don't think that's going to be the plan. So I think that third-round pick, one of those third-round picks, could absolutely be used on center. Then you have Quinn Meinerth at right guard. Everyone knows about the belly. And then right tackle, Mike McGlinchey. We don't have to even think about right tackle for the next, 3 to 5 years.
Who needs the draft when you do it all through free agency, man? Hopefully that works out. Okay, Zach Allen, that's the other big name. I was shocked to see that one. We kind of started to feel like Draymond Jones was gonna leave. Of course, he goes to kind of the new NFC rivalry for the Broncos and the Seattle Seahawks. Is that a wash? Did they get better there? Or give us your thoughts on Zach Allen. I know he's a Vance Joseph guy, so maybe they feel like they did get better.
Yeah, the Broncos do feel like they got better, especially because of that scheme fit. Vance Joseph has loved Zach Allen. The Cardinals drafted Zach Allen, Vance Joseph's first year with the Cardinals. They had a first-round grade on him. He fell to the third round, and then he just continued to develop into a very, very good player as he progressed. The past 2 years, he's really come into his own and become a very good defensive lineman. Last year, he had pretty much the exact same stats. And, I'm talking the exact same stats. Draymond Jones and Zach Allen both had 47 tackles. Draymond Jones had 6.5 sacks. Zach Allen had 5.5 sacks. But the biggest difference is Zach Allen had 20 quarterback hits compared to Draymond Jones's only 10 quarterback hits. I do think that Zach Allen is slightly a better player in the run game, and he can get after the quarterback. So, I think you can call this a push, but I think you can even make the case that Zach Allen's just a little bit better, and the fact that the Broncos saved a couple million dollars per year by choosing Allen is a cherry on top. And then what I like about it the most is they got Vance Joseph, his guy, which I think is very important.
Got Alex Singleton back in the mix, too. That you re-signed one of your guys, one of your targets. You got your backup quarterback in Jarrett Stidham. I mean, yesterday, Zach, felt like the best of all worlds there. You were able to add instant starters, both on the offensive and defensive side. You kept one of your starters, and you got a backup. You needed to improve there, and maybe it seems like they did.
Yeah, exactly. And Brady, Jarrett Stidham, to me, a little bit head-scratching, just especially if you're trying to really win this year and next year, just because he's only started 2 career games. But this could be Sean Payton saying, I identify talent in this guy. And that's what Jarrett Stidham is he's kind of a high upside, big question mark sort of backup. And they're paying him like a real backup. $5 million per season is no joke. So Sean Payton kind of putting his first stamp on a quarterback, saying, I like what Jarrett Stidham brings to the table. And then bringing Alex Singleton back. Alex Singleton is an absolute baller, Brady. So many advanced metrics love Alex Singleton. Stats love Alex Singleton, 160 tackles last year, and he just produces. And good for Alex Singleton. $6 million a year is a really, really good contract. And that's what happens when players hit free agency, is typically you have to overpay for them. And that's kind of my one knock on the Broncos yesterday. I think they got some great players, but they did overpay for probably everyone outside of Ben Powers. I think Ben Powers is a pretty fair deal.
Well, there's a lot here, man. Are we going to see any more big moves, or do the Broncos hibernate a bit here until the draft?
I was told by a team source that the team's feeling pretty good right now, but you can never sleep on Sean Payton in free agency. So, I know there's some noise about C.J. Gardner-Johnson out there. You got to keep your eyes peeled just on any other potential moves. But I think for the most part, now it's just about rounding out the roster.
All right, my man, Zach, appreciate your great work yesterday. You were all over the place, and we appreciate you jumping on.
Right on. Love being on, Brady. Thank you.
All right, Zach Stevens, DNVR Broncos. Huge moves. A concern in Mr. Stevens's voice. We'll talk about it next. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
There's a new ad in town. Hear the blue and gold spring football game on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.